And we are back. I'm in the house with Zeria and Reagan here at the NHGB's main campus shooting Blank Canvas. Being a part of the NHGB family for a while, what are some of your fond memories or iconic moments that you've experienced or witnessed here at the NHGB?
Not the full.
No? No, we ain't going there? Okay, fine.
All right. So my fondest memories with the gallery. Well, I started when I was just came out of high school, so I did not know much. I did not know anything about the art community. I didn't know anyone, and I came in and I met faces just like Katrina and Maddie. Zira wasn't there as yet. She came in a few years later after I arrived. But my fondest memories had to have been summer camp. I was a camp counselor. And even at the age of 17, I was a super camp counselor. I used to run the kids.
Titles, I love it.
Yeah, apparently my spirit and my enthusiasm was a shocker to most because I came in very quiet, very humble. And then that all just, you know, went straight out the door on day two. So I'd say my fondest memory was just, I think that was the year we did... I forgot what it was exactly,
but Back to the Island.
Yeah, Back to the Island. That's the year when we did Back to the Island. And I just remember Jody Minnis, artist who works at Turn Gallery in an Island House. She did it, and she did like a ring play with the kids, and that was such a fun experience. But the funny thing is, none of the kids knew ring play. Like none of them actually know. I don't. No one plays ring play anymore. They were so lost, and that was the funny part. Like we were just me and Jody being like the only two like adults
in it
and who are like trying to get these kids to like know stuff. Like they don't know any words. And I felt like that the purpose of that theme, we had to teach these kids, and it was just our mission to teach these kids how to ring play, whether it be Brown Girl in the Ring, This the Way It Better Be, any of those. We were just trying, we were just forcing them down their throats. We were just like, you have to learn this.
But why do you guys think, most of the younger kids are so removed from things that not even are a part of Bahamian culture, but things that are part of just culture itself?
I just believe that it's not being taught anymore. Mm. It's not being taught the way that we learn. Because we didn't really learn this from our teachers specifically. We learned this from other kids.
I think it's not really about whether or not it's been taught or not. Because nobody taught us, right?
Yeah.
You know who taught us? Our big cousin. Our friend next door, right? And if you think about this generation, they're not outside like we was outside.
No.
Like, they don't know everybody in the neighborhood, and me and all riding bikes together.
No.
Mm-hmm. Girls ain't over here doing ring play because we don't need y'all boys over there. Let us climb with y'all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's an entirely different sort of feel to this generation where it's more technologically focused. Like they're on their phones, they're on the iPads, they're on something else, and they're not outside as much. I'm not saying at all, because I do see kids still outside, but like it's not as prevalent as it used to be.
Yeah.
And so there's not that sharing of information. Like, oh, mommy, show me this game. Are we able to play Twin Lead Force? So and then they do the two, and we do it, and see who could do it better. Do
you know I feel triggered mean? Because I still can't play Twin Lead Force.
Oh no.
So, throughout the years of summer camp, from what you guys can remember, what have been some of the great themes? I know last year specifically, a lot of the kids got into when we talked about folklore and storytelling. A lot of them got into it, and I was surprised to know that a lot of them never heard about half of the Bahamian folklore or folk tales. And then to see them, the ones that embraced it, I would say, the ones that embraced it, to see them actually write their own with the assistance of Sonia Farmer and Pontiana Paper Press, and they created their own books, and it was amazing. So how do you think we can encourage our young people, or people in general, to get back into like writing and being expressive?
I think before it wasn't formalized. Like I said, we just learned from our cousin, we learned from our friend, and someone tell us, but it wasn't formalized because by its very nature, like you're talking about folklore and traditions, those kind of things just happen. We just pass them on more organically. But because we're losing that organic nature, it has to be formalized. It needs to become a class. It needs to become something that's more formalized that you can learn in a setting that feels very like not like school, but also something that's more formal that we can share, like something, things like what Sonia's doing at Poinciana Press, where she does classes.
Yeah,
like this, want to do this, and here's something that interests you. Let's
explore that. Yeah,
right. But it needs to become more formalized. I learned a lot doing that last year because we always think we're better than this than the current generation. So the previous generation, like, we were better than you because they're like, you don't know Naughty Johnny, and then people around me are like, well, you don't know this one, and I'm like, what is that one? So there are a lot of folk tales and stuff that I didn't even know. So I'm here thinking I'm the authority, and I don't know nothing. So I think having it in that formal setting, like having schools in English class, right? Because we're moving away from that idea of the Queen's English being like the perfect end all be all.
Yeah.
And having an understanding that my culture is not backwards. My culture is what it is, and I can learn it in literature class. I can study it.
Yeah.
You know, like Woman Take Two, when we can learn the folklores and traditions behind that as a part of our curriculum, as a part of our summer camp, as a part of our extracurricular activities, and hopefully, you know, we all know a little bit of something, because we all know everything. But we all know a little bit of something.
So this year's summer camp is set to be an extension or a response to the current exhibition that will be on, which is Antonius Roberts' Art, Ecology, and Sacred Space. What sort of themes and ideas or concepts do you think will be explored by our summer campers this year? Or if you can give us some more details about summer camp, or what sort of expectations you have about it? Because I know how summer camp go. No matter how much we plan the curriculum,
come in and do what they
want to do. And then the curriculum takes a life of its own because when the kids who are actually engaged in it start asking questions about specific things, then they change the idea or the... What's the word? They change the conversation and the narrative on how it's being taught, because then they challenge it and they ask real-time questions.
Yep. And they're like, oh, well, it says to do it this way, but what if we did it that way? And we have to be like, well, of course, go ahead.
Try.
And so what started off as a style and exploration of found materials in this area has become some mixed media giant thing. And we're like, that's what we want. We like that you understand that it can look however you want it to look.
Yeah.
You know, everything, if you're staying in theme and you're focused on the concepts, like, go ahead and explore. Like, we want that for you. And so Blake is taking Sam and East, right? Because we're curriculum every year. And the kids are like, oh, that's nice. That's cute.
How about we do this?
We're going to spin on this right here. So, and that's always a lot of fun to see where they take it.
Yes.
Because they think of things that we haven't thought of. Like, we talked about them being a new generation. Like, they have minds. They can imagine things we haven't even dreamed about yet, right? So they may not know all the old traditions, but they have very, very imaginative brains on them, and they take these things way out there. But that's summer camp. Summer camp is in July. It opens July 3rd. We do two-week sessions, so you sign up for 2 weeks at a time. The first session is July 3rd to 14th, and the second session is July 17th to 28th. And registration for summer camp opens April 24th. Early bird registration, if you get a discount, discounts help us.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out when registration opens. And actually, I want to say this. We are looking for teachers for summer camp. So if you are an art teacher or an artist, please, anyone, you're like, oh, I know nothing this summer. Let me just, like, you know, do this little thing with the National Gallery. Then come check us out. Send us your resume. We're interested in finding art.
And each session will be 2 weeks or 1 week?
Each session is 2 weeks. Yes.
Okay, great.
So check us out. Let us know you're interested. And we can see how you would fit with the team. That'd be wonderful. Did we say the theme?
did we say the theme? Reagan, what's the theme?
So the theme is eco art, mapping, ecology, and imagination. So that's the theme for 2023. Very excited for it.
I'm excited. Are you guys getting merch? Can I have a bag?
Always.
Can I have a bag? I mean, always. I mean, not just a shirt. I want a bag.
You want an ecology bag? I love to do a bag. Definitely do shirts.
Yes.
So we can have shirts for you.
We would love for somebody to sponsor a workshop with Ponciana Paper Press, so we can screen print some bags. Okay, yeah. I know that'll be good. I want a bag. So any individual out there, you may not have a child who's interested, but you may have the means, or your company may have the means. You know, as I said earlier, I'm not too proud to bag. You want a bag, I want a bag, we want a bag, we want to see the kids make bags. So, how do you guys think artists are now navigating this new social media-driven world?
Well, I mean, as an artist who was born at, like, on 2000, I have also been...
Sorry, you didn't laugh.
Yes, I'm one of the youngins who have been, you know, more prevalent in the social media world. It is crucial. I believe it's now crucial in being reached out to and just being, explored with people, because people are now looking on social media. It is so, you could get clientele, you could get networking and connections so fast on social media, and I think it's so important for artists, especially artists our age. We don't really have to rely on artists like Kendall Hano, Antonius Roberts, to, you know, for them to really focus on social media, because they're already very...
You think so?
I feel like they're very prominent artists.
Look, everyone, look up Antonius Roberts on social media tonight.
Listen, I'm not saying that his work
Antonius
is
there. And Antonius is on there.
He's on there. But I'm feeling like he's on everybody's minds already as well.
Right.
I don't think everybody knows that. Oh, Reagan Farrington's on their minds. Yeah. So we have to. So people my age, our age, would have to actually go on social media and, you know,
As a practicing artist, how do you feel about showcasing your practice, not necessarily your work, but your practice on social media for such a wide consumption?
So I do videography and filmmaking. So it is more easier for me to broadcast and post my work because, you know, it is media driven, so I don't have to work too hard about it.
Reagan, you're trying to be a content creator?
No, I wouldn't say content creator. I'm not an influencer, not yet. However, I do believe it is a very important medium for me, at least, compared to if someone is actually doing some fine arts. But it's still very important for fine art artists, as well as any other artist who deals with on-hand mediums, such as, like, painting and sculptures. And, yeah.
I think, to your point, Reagan Farrington versus Antonius Roberts is that what social media has done for us is that it shows up in a Google search, right? And you can put tags in your bio and you can say Reagan Farrington, videographer Reagan Farrington, graphic artist Reagan Farrington, painter. Mm-hmm. And so if I wanted to Google, like me, because I've done this, y'all don't judge me, I'm like, I need a mural list, but I feel like everybody I want to work with was busy.
Yeah.
And I literally go to Google and type in murals Bahamas, Bahamian muralist, and then my keywords, and I see what shows up. And if that person has a social media page, I can see samples of their work, and they can get hired just like that.
Just like that.
So I think if I'm like, I'm thinking about a sculpture, I need a sculpture artist. Oh, you got Antonius. Yeah, right. As opposed to, if I want to find a new emerging artist, where do I look?
Yeah.
But I can go to Google and I can type Bahamian sculpture artist and see who shows up, right? And if you're someone that hasn't had a social media page, I can see their work.
Yeah.
I can see if what they're doing is online or what we're trying to do. And then, oh, look, there's a job.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that's how I found the animation artist that we worked with for summer camp.
Oh, shout out to Maz.
Because I was like, do we have animation artists? Yeah, I don't know. And someone was like, we absolutely do. I'm like, what's their name? But if you go to Google and you're like, Bahamian animation.
Yeah.
they come up.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they all come up because they all have very vibrant social media presence. Yeah. Yes. I get to see their work. Watch some of his animation. I'm like, this is amazing.
Shout out to the Nassau Rock team.
and then of course it's like for bookings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my bio. Okay. I think it helps in that regard, in terms of finding new things.
Yes. Yeah.
Finding things that we haven't thought of, or things that may not be in the front of our mind. I think especially the younger generation is doing a very, very good job of marketing themselves, because they don't have to wait for a big machine or an institution or a large gallery to say, here's who this artist is. Because if you Google sculpture artists right now, there's going to be a bio page on DAF for Antonius Robbins.
Yep.
Right, yeah. You're gonna find everything about what you want from him, but it's the emerging artists that need help how to market themselves, and I think social media has done that for them.
I wholeheartedly agree. And I think that's why spaces like the NAGB and shows like Blank Canvas are superbly important and significant, because it encourages a lot of young artists, emerging artists, artists who have kind of like make themselves kind of reclusive and hidden a little bit, to understand that, we're looking for you. We're looking out for you.
Yeah.
We want to know who you are. We want to know what you're doing. We want to know what you're up to. So you guys, if you have any friends, family members, neighbors, who you know were artists once upon a time, are artists, upcoming artists, or you see some creativity budding in some of these young kids, definitely push them in the direction and encourage them as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So with every episode in the past couple of weeks, I've been having to plug the fact that NAGB is turning 20 years old this July. That is so amazing. And I think living and working with a 20-year-old is crazy. But we're making the best of it, and we love the NAGB. We love all the things that the NAGB has done. We love everything that the NAGB is currently doing and all the plans for the future. What do you guys hope to see, and what ways do you think that we are able to engage the whole country in celebrating our collection on our 20th anniversary?
I mean, we will be having our national exhibition on display. We have the national exhibition on display, and I think we have a national catalog as well.
So yes, a national catalog coming out.
Really an historical document, right?
Yeah.
Everything that is and was and can be the NAGB, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun. What I want to see, more. I want us to do exactly what we're doing and bigger and more of it, mm-hmm. and be able to stretch it further, because I think the ideas and plans that we have are amazing. And if we can just keep doing that and keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger and better every year, that's going to be... Man, y'all can't touch us. too.
I do know that a lot of people see the NAGB as like the golden standard of national institutions, especially regionally. And my conference definitely was like a key indicator. Like, it was like a litmus test to see if we could actually stand up next to international institutions and international museums and gallery spaces. And we not only stood up next to them, we were actually holding some of them up. I think a lot of them were really surprised, and then I think a lot of them honestly felt the energy of us continuously plugging the fact that our nation is turning 50, the NAGB is turning 20, and we're still steady working, and these are all the plans, and inviting everyone to come on back. I mean, one thing about behemoths like to invite people back home now.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of the individuals actually said that they were going to come back specifically for Carifta 1, because Caribbean people are very competitive, right?
Yeah.
Two, they definitely want to come back in the summer, because they know that summer in the Bahamas is going to be amazing, and not just party down central, but like culturally bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Like any bit of culture, like we pretty much just could be walking around like smelling like blue, aquamarine, gold and black. It's just gonna be like pouring out of us this summer, and I honestly can't wait. Do you guys have any closing thoughts?
Antonius Roberts workshop on April 22nd. Come out and hang with the artist himself.
Yes.
As he gives guided tours and workshops based on his current exhibition here, Art Ecology and Sacred Space.
We also are in great need of more volunteers. Please, if you do have any extra time on your hands, if you do want to help out with the gallery, it is a good way of just doing levels of community service if you're still in high school, or if you just want to get to know the community, if you want to get to know our community. As I said before, that's how I started out. Just please come on down, contact us either on
Z Wilkinson at nagb.org.bs, nagb.org.bs website.
Yeah, so that would be helpful for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So definitely visit the NAGB's website for more information on everything that we discussed here on Blank Canvas today. Thank you both so very much for joining me, and I encourage you both to continue to uplift, honor, and shape the expression of our Bahamian heritage. I look forward to hosting you all again real soon. And to all of our listeners, I invite you to visit us at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, your home for Bahamian visual art. If you aren't able to physically visit, fret not. Feel free to visit our website at nagb.org.bs and connect with us via social media so you don't miss out on one single thing. See you all next time. I'm your host, Maddie, and this has been The Blank Canvas here on 96.9 Guardian IFM Radio. Take care and much love.